The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour. Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. Beautiful Friday afternoon. I guess rain will be coming in tonight, but right now it's a beautiful day. My telephone number on this Open Phone Friday is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we go any further, I need to offer a heartfelt apology, and I am serious. Yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I cannot believe that, number one, I missed it, and number two, I didn't mention it because I forgot. Yesterday is the day set aside each year to remember the horrific things that happened during the Holocaust, and folks, we cannot forget. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. If I would go down to Broad and High in Columbus and say, hey, what religious group in America is the most persecuted group in America? Probably at least 8 out of 10 Americans would say Muslims. Muslims, yeah, Muslims. No, Jews. It's not even close. It is not even close. The contrast between anti-Muslim and anti-Jewish sentiment in America, as I said, is not even close. If you have the privilege of traveling to Israel, if you do, and I hope you do, I sincerely hope you do. There are a whole lot of places you can travel in the world that you would just really, really enjoy, but I don't think there are many places you could go that'll really change your life. Israel is one of those places. If you go to Israel, make absolutely certain you visit Yad Vashem. That is the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. Do not miss Yad Vashem. Now, if you're in Washington, D.C., I hope you will visit the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. I have been there, but I didn't get to go through it. We were there just a few minutes after they closed. I saw the outside, looked inside, but couldn't go inside, and I'd love to go back. Because I understand that it's very powerful as well. But you cannot visit Yad Vashem in Jerusalem without your life being changed. I don't care how hard, how cold, how jaded you are. It will crush your heart to see what human beings can do to other human beings. Anyway, yesterday was Holocaust Awareness Day, and I deeply apologize that I missed it yesterday. We cannot, we must not forget. We cannot. an update. I reported, I think on Wednesday, I reported to you that government health agencies and law enforcement in Alberta, Canada, was erecting a fence and barricades around Grace Life Church of Edmonton. Again, I think that was Wednesday, and I said, as we speak, they're doing that. And I said it with a certain amount of hesitancy because deep down inside of me, I was reading the news reports from reputable sources, but deep down inside of me, I'm thinking, you know, maybe this is incorrect. Maybe this is wrong. Because I could not believe that in Canada, officials would act like the communist Chinese, the communist Soviet Union, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot in Cambodia. I could not, honestly, I couldn't wrap my brain around the fact that Canadian officials would build a wall, a fence around a church because the pastor would not toe the line exactly on COVID-19 restrictions. Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. We've been following the story of Pastor James Coates of Grace Life Church. He spent 1 month and 6 days in jail. He was finally released on March 22nd when all of the charges against him except one were dropped. He will still be going to trial over violating health agency rules and regulations about the COVID-19 shutdown. On Wednesday night, Pastor Coates' wife said this, and I quote, "They're putting up a private screen on the inside fence. I've heard there is a tactical and de-escalation team behind the building because the health service thinks this will cause anger and uproar with our people." Well, I would say that evaluation is probably correct. So right now, as we speak, and by the way, the trial, the health department and law enforcement in Alberta, Edmonton, Canada, have said they're going to leave this fence up and will not allow anybody in the church building until after the pastor's trial is over. Well, the trial was supposed to be in May. It was supposed to start the 1st of May. The government now has said, oh, we need more time to gather evidence. What? And so now they're saying the trial might not even begin until the end of summer. So right now, as we speak, and I'm looking at pictures, there is a large fence all the way around a church in Canada, and people will not be allowed to enter the church for any reason until after their pastor has gone to trial because they decided to meet in person during the whole COVID thing. Has there been any proof or evidence that anybody got COVID? Nope. At least, certainly not in what I have read. Could that happen here in America? Yes. And I am a law-abiding citizen. And I think most of you are as well. I was taught from a child to respect authority, respect government, respect police, and I still believe that. Tried to teach that to my children. I've tried to teach that to my grandchildren. You respect authority. It is biblical. Until that authority tells you to disobey God. Canada has reached that place. If I remember that church and the pastor said, folks, we're going to meet, we're going to tear down the fence, I would be there with them. And whatever the consequences would be, I would accept them. There are times for civil disobedience. This would be one of them. And it could happen here.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I said it yesterday. I said it the day before. And now I'm going to say it again today. Began doing show prep today. Going through stories, pulling stories, printing stories, reading stories. I began my show preparation today by saying, today I am going to try to avoid talking about President Biden and decisions that he's making and so forth. I don't want to do that every day. I just don't. And as yesterday, as the day before, there is action that requires comment. Here is the headline today. Biden assigns study on Supreme Court future. President Joe Biden on Friday ordered a study of adding seats to the Supreme Court. That's called court packing. Okay? That's called court packing. Now, what does that mean and what is the purpose? Well, it means adding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16. It doesn't, you know, there is no set number, but adding a number of justices to the Supreme Court. We currently have 9, and that has been the case for many, 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 many years. We have had 9 justices on the Supreme Court. So court packing is adding any number. It could be 1, it could be 5, it could be 6, it could be 10. That's what it is. What is the purpose? Absolutely pure political. If the court, the Supreme Court of the United States, in your opinion, as President of the United States, if the Supreme Court of the United States, in your opinion, is not going to rule the way you want them to rule, you just add a bunch of justices that will rule the way you want them to rule. It's unconscionable. It's unthinkable, but sadly, it is not unconstitutional. Under the previous administration, the liberal left constantly said, Donald Trump will do anything to get his way. He will do anything to get his way. He never even considered court packing. He waited until seats were open on the Supreme Court, and then he appointed justices that he felt were constitutionalists. Okay? Joe Biden is considering packing the court, changing the Supreme Court to suit his political ideology. It is going to be a 6-month study of the potential of packing the court. It's interesting because one of the most liberal justices on the Supreme Court and the court's oldest member right now is Stephen Breyer. So get this, the oldest and the most liberal justice on the Supreme Court right now says, nope, 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 no, no, don't do it. He gave a speech on Tuesday and said that people who are advocating packing the court should, quote, think long and hard about what they're proposing. Why? Quote, politically driven change could diminish the trust Americans place in the Supreme Court. Will Joe Biden do it? It would not surprise me in the least. By the way, the people that are heading up this panel, Barack Obama appointees, and the person who is going to be heading up the panel is Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel under President Barack Obama, and Christina Rodriguez, a Yale School law professor who served in the Office of Legal Counsel for Barack Obama. Of course, many people are saying that the Biden administration is Obama 2.0. I think there's quite a bit of evidence for that. I can almost guarantee you there will be no one of a conservative or constitutionalist persuasion. It's a 36-member commission composed largely of academics. They have been given 180 days to study the issue. This is why during the campaign, Joe Biden was asked over and over and over and over and over and over again about court packing. He refused to answer. Remember that? And it wasn't just the conservative press. It was the mainstream media. Mr. Biden, do you support packing the court? He refused to answer. Kamala Harris was asked repeatedly, refused to answer. Well, now we probably know why. This could be disastrous for the future of America. It would be disastrous to anybody with any reasonable intelligence and even a smidgen of objectivity if this were to happen. Anyone with any intellect or objectivity would know this was done completely to change the political persuasion of the Supreme Court to suit the liberal left. That might not be technically unconstitutional, but it's horribly un-American. We'll see. 6 months before they issue their recommendations.